Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people. Local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. It is our top local story. At Orange County supervisors are being urged, quite passionately in some cases, to declare Orange County houses of worship as essential businesses and oppose the governor's health order on churches. Live now to KNX 1070's Craig Figner, who's following the meeting for us. Craig.
It certainly seems like the supervisors are on track to pass this ordinance as it is written, and there is a lot of, as you said, passionate debate, and a lot of it is aimed at Governor Newsom. A lot of people very unhappy that he has declared Orange County churches, all churches, as not essential. A lot of the speakers say otherwise.
So the question is whether churches are essential. After I leave here, I will make three essential stops. First, I will go to the liquor store to buy some alcohol and get drunk. Next, I will go to the cannabis shop to get drugged. Three, I will go to the abortion clinic to go schedule an appointment and kill a baby. Are all these essential? Really? But going to church and pray and worship is not essential?
Just one of the speakers. A couple of the supervisors themselves also voiced strong opinions.
The First Amendment means we don't have to say thank you very much, Governor, for letting us get together. All we get to say is, Governor, get out of our damn way while we pray.
Monitoring this meeting right now, looks like that the Orange County supervisors have passed this item to declare churches in Orange County as essential businesses. Still unclear exactly how they'll implement it as passed. Reporting live, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Meanwhile, in Los Angeles County, the Board of Supervisors looking into letting parts of the county less hard hit by the coronavirus reopen more quickly. More on that live to KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero.
Several people from Westlake Village, which has only seen six confirmed cases of the virus, spoke in favor of the motion that's before the Board of Supervisors. They'll be talking about it a little bit later today, noting that businesses on the Ventura County side in Westlake Village have been able to reopen under that county's variance with the state, while those within LA County have had to remain closed. Now, this motion by Supervisors Catherine Barger and Janice Hahn points out that LA County simply is too big and diverse to fall under one public health order. It states that the 5th District alone has incorporated cities with as few as 1,000 residents and as many as 200,000. An executive order that was issued by the governor earlier this month created a path forward for local jurisdictions to potentially reopen faster than the state if they meet certain criteria, including testing availability. Now, the motion before the board also seeks to take all necessary steps to pursue a variance on behalf of LA County as a whole as soon as it's ready under the state's criteria. Reporting live, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070.
This hot weather could lead to a new strain on the state's power grid, happening, of course, during the era of coronavirus.
As the economy reopens, many people are still working from home, and summer school is about to start online. So when it gets hot, more home appliances and air conditioning units will be in use like never before. Overall usage is already reportedly up in homes across California by 15% to 20%. According to the Daily Beast, the founder of the microenergy firm LO3 is warning of COVID-exacerbated blackouts. He says education is the answer now in persuading consumers not to use so much AC. But the director of Boston University's Institute for Sustainable Energy wasn't so pessimistic. He says that while, yes, COVID changes can put more strain on the power grid, California has shown itself to mobilize to prevent blackouts by reducing consumption in commercial buildings to accommodate residential. Only time will tell how the system, like everything else right now, adapts to the pandemic. Vicky Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says the new drive-through coronavirus testing site set up at Dodger Stadium is the largest in the country.
With the capacity to test every single day, 6,000 people right here in one site at Chavez Ravine. We're excited to do this because this builds on the work we've been doing for the past weeks and months. We want testing to be easy, accessible, and free for everybody here in Los Angeles.
Mayor Garcetti says the goal is to get people in and out faster. There will be a big screens to show people how to complete the test. Mayor Garcetti says he got tested at the site this morning. The goal for Los Angeles County is to test at least 15,000 people a day. Shop until you drop. California has given the okay now for all retail stores to open up again, provided that local health officers approve this and that the stores follow safety guidelines.
People have been wondering from the very beginning of the outbreak, why is it okay for the big grocery stores or big box retail stores to stay open, but not okay for the smaller ones? State health officials have finally given the go-ahead. L.A. County Supervisor Janice Hahn says they've been getting hit hard.
They were relegated to curbside pickup for online shopping. Many of them just weren't surviving.
Before the other stores can reopen again, L.A. County health officials have to give their approval, too. Hahn is confident they will do so. As for the businesses considered high risk, like hair salons, for example, she thinks they'll be able to reopen fairly soon.
If barbershops and hair and nail salons can ensure that they have safety protocols in place, I believe the governor will begin to look at reopening them as well.
Retail stores will initially have to limit their capacity and make sure that customers maintain the proper social distance and wear face coverings. John Baird, KNX 1070.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.